Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after three wins from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with that win against Frankfort, where you guys had a pretty good size lead going into the fourth quarter, but they hit some threes to make it a 2-point game. But in the end, you guys got to stop with about 20 seconds left, made some free throws, and got out of there with the win. What are your overall thoughts on that one?
Yeah, you know, I thought the girls played well. Frankfort's a good team. I told them all night, told them before the game, I told them at halftime, somewhere before the game was over, Frankfort was going to go on a run. You know, we were just going to have to be ready for it and not let it bother us. And you hope it comes a little earlier than with 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the ball game, but that's where it went. And, you know, they had three threes, I think, on three possessions, and all of a sudden it's a 2-point game. And I thought the girls did a good job of never getting rattled. You know, I don't know if it's because we've been in a bunch of them or a bunch of games like that.
So you guys win that one 47-42, and then you follow that up with a pair of non-league games. On the 5th, you defeated Marysville 53-41, saying you played well at times, had a good start in the third quarter, which kind of got you over the groove and over the hump to get the win. And then last night, you went at St. Mary's 47-41, where that team has a lot of height. So just want to get your thoughts on how those two games went and how important they were to get some wins and some non-league action.
They were big, you know, and I told the girls, to me, they were big because, one, we didn't get a chance to practice. We didn't get a chance to prepare for them, you know, and it's not like they're two teams in the league where you know something about them and you've seen them play somewhere, you know, whether it was a tournament or something. But, you know, so it was big from the standpoint that the girls were able to step on the floor and make adjustments throughout the game and find a way, you know, late in the ball game to do enough to win a game. So big for us from that aspect of just being able to step on the floor and then figure things out as we go.
And also big for you guys as well in terms of your sub-state standing, as you guys are currently 14-1 and you're a few games up on Burlingame. And if you guys win a couple more games, you'll be able to clinch that number one spot in the Donovan West sub-state standings. But getting back to the TVL, though, you guys are 6-0, 14-1 on the year, and you control your own destiny to win out and win this league. But you got a few really tough stumbling blocks coming up here. Starting off on Friday, you guys are at Valley Heights, a team that also can control its own destiny as well. If they win out, that will be a big one on Friday. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, it'll be a big one. You know, I say Valley Heights is a lot like us. We match up about the same. We probably got a little more hype than they do. They've got a little more experience than we do, but two scrappy teams, you know, in the TVL tournament was that way. It was scrappy back and forth, you know, throughout the entire ball game, and we found a way late in the game to get a couple of big stops, and, you know, I think we ran one set play and never got a wide open shot that gave us just a little bit of, gave us a 3 or 4 point lead, and the girls did a great job of finishing out. But, yeah, it ought to be a game that, you know, from the start to the finish, it ought to be exciting all night.
And that was in the semifinals of the TVL tournament. You guys won the one 46-42, hoping to get him again on the road. And then you guys will be taking on Donovan West at home on Monday and then Blue Valley Randolph at home on Tuesday. So you guys have a lot of games in a short amount of time. You guys are going to find out a lot about the depth of your guys' team coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to have some girls are going to have to, even short periods, they're going to have to spend some time on the floor. The girls are going to have to get a breather, make sure that they've got their legs under them so we can finish games. But it's good for us. You know, the one thing we've got is depth, and I think the depth's gotten a little better throughout the season. We found some girls that can play some minutes and get more and more comfortable all the time, and we're just going to have to continue to use them and help each other to get better each night.
Should be a fun one coming up on Friday. We'll have that one right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Centralia girls' basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.